This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The North American International Livestock Exposition kicks off Thursday, November 3rd at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Kentucky Venue's President David Beck says they're expecting many entries this year.
We'll have over 30,000 entries. Livestock from all different species. In fact, there's 10 different divisions that will be taking place. Of course, we have the dairy and beef cattle, and dairy goats, meat goats. Sheep will be involved. We have swine, horses. And
Beck says North American is a significant event for the livestock industry.
It's a meeting place for people all over the country that cross through this area. And you've got individuals looking for breeding stock, and you've got people that are in the business, and everybody's looking how they can improve their genetic base and meet the demands of the consumer.
He adds the quality of the show continues to improve each year.
It's interesting to watch that evolve, you know, just like yourself, growing up in agriculture and being interested in the livestock industry, to see this level of competition and quality of animals is just a wonderful opportunity.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can-Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th. Come out for all the action, including bull riding, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope program. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Learn about the country store and the livestock competition at livestockexpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Venue's David Beck says another highlights the rodeo.
North American Championship Rodeo, and that's in Freedom Hall, November the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And last year we had a sellout on Saturday night.
He adds it takes a great team at Kentucky Venues to put the show on.
They understand the industry. They understand what the exhibitors need and what it takes to make a show work. So I'm pleased that everybody coming together. It's a team effort. It takes everybody involved to have a successful North American.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Traveling Bluegrass, and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.